live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who is considering going into digital real estate, me, James Campbell.
You've learned that there's houses.
Yes.
You've learned that there's houses
last
in video
week,
games now.
Callie revealed that she bought a house with her partner
right.
in Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
So much like the real world, there's got to be a market to resell those homes.
Okay, you know what?
I'll be the real estate agent.
There was, but then Square Enix saw what was happening and saw that people who didn't actually want them were buying them and making other people pay even more money.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. It doesn't. Now they made it to where if you try to sell off a house, you can't just hand it off to somebody. It basically goes back onto the free market. But when it goes is random. So you can't actually promise someone if you show up at this time, I will give the house to you.
I still feel like there's a way to make some money in digital real estate.
Scamming, absolutely. 100%.
Well, not a scam. I only want to sell legitimate homes within the Final Fantasy realm.
No, I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
Well, quick question of my dreams, Robbie Landis. Some big name streamers have told viewers to stop giving donations to millionaires, i.e. them, and have set limits or completely stopped accepting them. But that may have a negative effect on streamers that still accept donations. We'll discuss that in a little bit because the big news right now are some major issues going on with Twitch and DMCA bans hitting content creators on that platform. If you're a content creator on Twitch, you want to pay attention because this could affect you. We talked about Twitch having issues with DMCA takedowns on past shows, but it seems like it's hit its peak with several big name streamers catching bans for content that they have posted, some of which had to actually completely delete all their content to avoid getting their channel shut down. Some creators have even been forced to remove their life's work. Robbie Landis will bring us up to speed, starting with a reminder of what can cause a DMCA takedown, just in case some of our listeners are in violation.
Right, so to start out, I'd like to explain what a DMCA is, but I'm actually going to let Devin Nash, a popular streamer, do that for
me. And you're about to get, if you think that this is bad, that a bunch of streamers got a strike for some fucking 50 Cent song, you are the ass that's going to come from when Warner Brothers and when Universal and when the big guys come in, the that you're gonna get, you can't even imagine. Now,
yeah, so DMCA stands for the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and really what this has to do with is copyright law. That's what it comes down to. And in the cases of these big streamers, DMCAs are being issued when they use something that's copyrighted, such as music, on their stream without permission.
Now, let me also give some context of, like, there's a difference between how Twitch has dealt with this and how YouTube has dealt with this.
Mm-hmm.
If you upload a video onto YouTube that has anything that could be DMCA'd on there, like music that you don't own or video that you don't own, you get a notification, it flags you, and either that money goes to the people that do own the rights to the music,
yep,
or they say, delete it, you can't post it, sorry, that's the way it goes. Twitch, because it's a live platform, is a totally different ball of wax. Because people, like, even if you don't own the rights to the music, right, the people that do own the rights to it consider a value every time it's played. So if I have 100,000 viewers, right,
yeah,
that hear me play one song, I do wish. If I play a song from 50 Cent, right, even for 30 seconds or whatever, they say, okay, that's worth a $2 because that's what somebody could have purchased it for, right? Times the 100,000 people that are watching it live, plus however many times that clip could be disseminated out onto it. So, like, these are literally, like, notifications saying, hey, you're stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of intellectual property from us.
And here's, I think, the thing that it runs into with streamers, too, where depending on who you're talking to, you know, some people have a little bit of sympathy for them, some people don't, is you don't need to be playing this music. Like, they just have it on the background,
mm-hmm,
right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just there as background music, right? So in that case, you want to get rid of these issues. Stop playing copyrighted music, because there are creators out there that have said, hey, use my music for free. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, there's also even some content creators that have a whole set of music.
Harris Heller, yes. He's a great one.
Yeah.
But
Stream Beats.
Where it does start to get a little tricky, and where, honestly, at this point, you know, you can't blame the streamers for it, is a lot of video games nowadays, you know, your Grand Theft Autos, your NBA 2K.
Yes.
They have soundtracks that they've licensed out for their game in the game, but now that these streamers are playing them, when that music comes on, you can't stop it, right?
What's really crazy, too, is you got to remember, it's not just playing the music. It's even, like, certain small things. We're going to talk about it here in just a second about some of the big streamers that have been dinged for different things. But there are people getting pulled down and being banned from Twitch because their sub notification, you know what I mean? Just like a little 2-second clip is of something that's copyrighted as well.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So it's like there's so many different ways that people on Twitch weren't born into the culture of like, hey, you don't own the rights to it because it was so like, just do whatever you want. It's live.
It was the
like,
Wild West at first.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that they're coming to like terms with the fact that music companies have just ignored Twitch for this long, they're coming for their money now.
All right. So there's the info on the Twitch DMCA situation. We're going to talk about some of the big name streamers, as Weirdbeard mentioned, that have been affected by the DMCA takedowns. But first, it's time for this.
Time is up. Oh, my God.
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at CheckpointXP.com.
The Close Shave of the Week comes to us from the qualifier tournament for the First Strike Valorant competition that took place over the weekend and saw Cloud9 claw their way into the actual tournament itself with a massive final win. But they almost weren't even in the finals to begin with. They went to the final round against TSM, one of the top teams in the world currently, and almost were sent to overtime before pulling out the win.
That's going to force them off of the site. TSM, patiently relics is able to get one with the stinger. There's the Rolling Thunder. It's going to be traded back as both teams avail themselves of that. TSM just down to 3 members left as they fight to get to overtime, but the gun from Cloud9 may be too much. Gets down to 2 members left. Relics gets onto the site. And ladies and gentlemen, Cloud9 do it again. The 3rd best of 3 in a row against TSM. And they best Team Solo Mid.
Congratulations to Cloud9 taking that win against TSM. Don't forget, if you ever miss a Close Shave of the Week or you want to see the Close Shave of the Week, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to CheckpointXP.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about the Twitch DMCA situation and how it's been affecting content creators. Well, now we're going to talk about how some of the big name streamers have been affected and what their take on the DMCA strikes are.
So the big thing that I would say to start off with is that DMCA is a, like what's going on is it's a business thing, right? Like these big companies are looking for money.
They're finally starting to see how much money gaming and esports is making and how it's going to all of these content creators, and they want a piece of that pie.
Yes, and the people that are being hit the hardest and are most likely boned are the massive giant streamers, right? Because like if Robbie or I are streaming, we're never getting over like 20, 30 people maybe, you know what I mean? Like consistently watching us. So to these companies, that's kind of pocket change.
Small beans.
It's whatever. When you have these people with hundreds of thousands of live viewers for just one time, if they're playing, because every time you play a song, that's an instance of DMCA worth tens of thousands of dollars. So people like XQC, who literally have they do nothing but play music their entire streams, that is billions of dollars that you are liable for.
Oh,
and Twitch is not going
to
cover
that. I hate
that
guy so much. I feel absolutely no sympathy for XQC.
Like, listen to Tim the Tap Man, right? Tim the Tap Man, one of the largest streamers, was hit with the DMCA earlier this year. His reaction and what he had to say on that.
Is it like, we kind of like Tim, we like Cypher.
There's no one that's safe. That's the thing. Like, everyone who plays music, like,
dude, that's what I'm saying, Tim. Yeah, Tim, like, you're freaking out.
God. Everybody plays
the whole system has to change.
Technically, all of us
I just got a dono from a reliable source that said Twitch support just said a few minutes ago that they're going to delete the VODs for streamers without penalties.
I said that was from a few months ago, correct?
Yeah.
They have now learned that people are still being DMCA'd after their videos have been deleted off the platform.
So users have deleted the videos that could possibly be in a violation of a DMCA strike.
Yes.
But they're still getting a strike for it.
Because they did it. That's the only way that these companies can capitalize, because it's live. You have to be able to punish people that go live with it.
Okay, so it's already happened. You've already used the song. You're already guilty.
Yes.
So pay up.
Yes, and they have technology now that, like, and I was watching videos on this, like, to research talking about it. They can detect a DMCA claim in 3 seconds of you playing it and send out a notification on a live video. So they literally will just monitor these large channels, right? And be able to say, oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. And DMCA them. And you're forced between either Twitch deciding to pay big bucks to all these music companies to say, let our people live. Don't do that. Or they say, okay, turn them over to the wolves. We have, they're responsible for what they put on their own channel. You can sue them. Don't touch us. Now, you have people like Summit. Summit is one of the largest streamers also on the platform. He's been DMCA'd 3 times, which on most places would lead to a banning. Here's what here's his reaction after getting his third DMCA, actually earlier last week.
Yeah, but you're the biggest Twitch streamer. You're not going to get banned. See, but that's the thing, though. I mean, when it comes down to getting sued by the music industry or getting rid of the streamer that's causing that suit, I don't know, man. I'm a little worried. I'll be honest with you.
Because, I mean, honestly,
as he plays music in the background.
I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, I hope that song's safe.
Why haven't they just stopped using music at this point?
Yeah. I don't know. Because, like, earlier, late last week, a community manager for Blizzard actually got banned off of Twitch with no communication from Twitch. And it was because her sub alert was from Adventure Time, where the character goes, making pancakes, making bacon pancakes.
Oh,
and
no.
they remixed it to make it sound kind of like Jay-Z's New York State of Mind.
Okay.
So it's just in the same tone. Not even the song, not the lyrics, not the music.
It's just close.
Close enough. She still got banned because it was a DMCA offense. So
that would fire me up if that happened to
me. That's where we're at with this.
Some pros on Fortnite have been getting toxic on social media, and Epic Games has stepped in to dole out some discipline. Now, should they be punished for things posted on their own personal social media? We'll talk about that in a bit, because ahead next, some big-name streamers have told viewers to completely stop giving donations, and a few have even set donation limits or completely stopped accepting them totally. Could this have a negative effect on streamers that still accept donations? Well, we want to hear your thoughts about this one as well. Give us a call, 1-833-557-0974, and let us know your thoughts. We'll discuss and hear from you when Checkpoint XP returns.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Casting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
You've got me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard and someone who has no limits set to the amount you can donate on his Twitch channel. It's Robbie Landis.
You know what's actually cool, though? What's funny about my channel is when you donate bits, I have a little sound alert board where you can play different, like, sound effects and stuff that come with them. I should probably check to make sure none of those are copyrighted. But my favorite one is called Crab Rave, which probably is copyrighted.
It's 100% copyrighted.
Crab. Well, now I got to join. I got to follow. I got to hop on the stream and donate some bits so I can hear the Crab Rave.
Oh, it's great. It's
what's
so
your name
fun
on Twitch, Robbie?
That is Robbie_Landis.
All right. So, Weird Beard, you know a little bit about what's going on with the situation with big name streamers and changing how they want to accept donations and stuff. Can you fill us in on what's going on with our girl Pokimane?
So, essentially, like, Twitch is this weird high school club in the sense that, like, the popular kids at the top dictate what everybody else in the school tends to do. And Pokimane,
unfairly so in some cases.
But that's just, you know, the way it happens. Pokimane, being one of the largest female Twitch streamers, is part of that popular kid group. And so
do we have some background on Pokimane? Like, what do people know Pokimane for?
They know Pokimane for just essentially being a female streamer that gets on and plays and talks to people. She had the beef with Leafy that we talked about earlier this year.
With Leafy, she was also involved with some stuff with Ninja, right?
Yes.
Some drama with Ninja and Ninja's wife / manager?
Yes.
Okay.
So essentially what Pokimane decided to do is she said this on stream before finally limiting her donations. And it'll probably explain her mindset pretty well.
Thank you. Having an amazing day. Thank you. Don't worry. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Y'all need to stop giving people who got money free shit.
And so, like, she says, hey, stop giving people with money free stuff. and then set a $5 donation limit. So on stream, you can't give her more than $5.
At a time.
At a time. I mean, you could do it multiple times in a row, but it's
and this yeah. This is the same lady who she also has a contract with Twitch where like an exclusive iStream only on Twitch contract for millions of dollars. So on top of that, she's making money through subs. She's essentially saying, you don't need to donate $100 to me at a time. I make enough money. Stop it, or at least do it in little amounts at a time.
And it's weird because you also have people like Tyler One, who, you know, like these streamers get these massive donations on stream, right? And they're supposed to act all like, oh my God, thank you. And it's like so performative and weird.
And when you
like,
say massive, what are we talking? Like $5, $10?
Thousands.
Oof, I've people never got donate a donation that
hundreds.
Big.
Yeah. Sometimes they donate over $1,000. Wow. And a lot of it's just weird people trying to get noticed. It's like
for one little second.
Yeah, like if I give you all this money, you have to pay attention to me. You have to acknowledge me. You have to say my name.
I've had $100 donated to me before on stream.
Wow.
And look, That feeds me for a month. So when it happens, like my reaction's like,
thank you.
I can't even put it into words, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, you're Pokemon, you're PewDiePie. Someone gives you $100, they expect the same thing. But it's just like
changing a cup to a hobo.
Yeah, bro, come on. That's pocket change.
Like
here.
This is okay. So this is Tyler One, who's a big League of Legends streamer. He's known for being super ragey and everything like that. This is his reaction after he gets like a couple $100 donation.
Thank you, Nathan, for that $100, dude. I seen that Pokey did the $5 bullshit. People can only max $5. I need to do that, honestly, because I cannot stand fake reacting. I mean, people send $100 and then I feel like an if I'm not like, oh my God, whoa.
And it's, I mean, that's how it is, like, right?
I can't believe you have to, you feel that badly.
That's his reaction.
About fake
$100.
Reacting.
But this is split the community, right? Because there's a lot of big name streamers that are making like bajillions of dollars who are like, okay, stop making me dance like a monkey whenever you try to give me money and everything like that.
I can kind of get that.
Donate $5 if you want to donate $5. But other than that, dude, like keep your money. Go give it to a small streamer.
No one's going to do, by the way.
At all. But then you also have people like XQC in the community who believe that like it sets a bad precedent because, well, I'll let him explain it real quick.
Every time that one creator does something, okay, that's good, for some reason, I don't know why, everybody, instead of going, oh, that's good, you know what they do? Instead, they don't do that. They say, holy shit, all the other ones not doing it, they're bad.
How do you feel about that, James?
So what XQC is saying, if you don't limit your donations to a certain maximum amount because all these other big-name streamers are doing it, you're bad.
Yeah, because someone will come in and be like, hey, how come you're not limiting your donation?
Because I have 5 viewers.
See, and that's the
difference. That might throw me a dollar or two.
I agree with XQC. I can't believe I just said that on air. To an extent, because these millionaire streamers who don't need it, sure, someone wants to call in and call you selfish, that's fine. But guess what? Yar. Get your money. I'm not going to fault you for getting your money. But in light of someone like Pokimane, yeah, you definitely come across as selfish. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say, but smaller streamers like me and you, or, you know, someone who's streaming to 5 people, like $100 is going to change your life.
Yeah.
And also, no one's going to give it to you anyway.
I think it's just, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of months, because this isn't going to be a thing that changes overnight. We'll see
You know what? I think you'd be surprised. I think that 2 months from now, people are going to forget it.
Forget all about it.
Yeah.
That's the situation right now with donations to big name streamers. But we also want to know what you think about this situation. Is it good that streamers like Pokimane, PewDiePie, put limits or completely eliminated the donation ability on their stream? Or do you think it can negatively affect streamers that still accept donations? Give us a call, 1-833-557-0974, and let us know. We're talking to you in just a moment, because now it's time for
from the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio?
We'll get our nailed it and failed it this week, started with our nailed it. This week, for our nailed it, we head over to special Twitch channel where the streamer isn't human. No, the streamers are a bunch of fish. The person in charge has motion tracking set to various parts of the tank to denote up, down, left, right, and A and B. And after 3,165 hours, this tank of fish beat Pokemon Sapphire.
Have you ever beaten a Pokemon game, James?
No, no.
Are you sad that a fish tank beat it before you?
Beat a game that you haven't beat.
You know what? It doesn't really bother me that much because it's not a game I've had any interest in beating. You know, if on my deathbed or after I die and I'm at the pearly gates and the person that's there who's in charge is like, oh, James, you do not get entrance to the kingdom of heaven because a fish tank beat Pokemon before you did, then I don't care.
Do you think if we set this fish tank to playing Crash Bandicoot 4?
Oh, no, don't do that. Now you're making it real personal, Robbie Landis. I still think I could beat the fish tank in Crash Bandicoot 4.
You probably could, yes.
But I would need my 50% completion head start that I currently have. Right, congrats to the tank of fish that beat Pokemon Sapphire.
Before James.
Before me, being our Nailed It this week. Now, don't forget, we have the Failed It coming up in the next hour, so make sure you tune in and catch that. And if you ever miss a Nailed It or Failed It, you can always find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about how some big-name streamers have eliminated or set limits on how much viewers can donate to them on stream, and we wanted to know what you thought about the situation. Is this good for the streaming community as a whole, or could other streamers be negatively affected? Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974 and let us know. All right, we're being joined by Mal, who's calling in, listening to us on WCTC AM in New York. Mal, what are your thoughts on the Pokimane setting a $5 cap to on-stream donations?
Hi. So I really think this is a very bold move, especially considering, you know, she is one of the top female streamers on the platform, you know? And mad respect to her on using her platform to make a statement, really, you know?
Now, the question I have, though, is, like, it feels kind of weird that there's already blowback against people not setting a donation limit. You know what I mean? Like, people are starting to already see Pokimane do that and now go, oh, well, everybody else should do that, too. Do you think that everybody should be taking donations, or is it just kind of on a case-by-case streamer should be able to decide?
I think it should be on a case-by-case basis because, like, again, streaming is one of those things where it's, like, it's very hard to set a basically establish yourself, especially if you don't have an audience that you you cater to. Like, say, if you're migrating from one platform to another. So I want to say, like, you know, since big streamers, basically people who are partnered with Twitch, you know, they already have money coming in from subscribers, like not even talking about tiers, even though, you know, like tier two, tier three are obviously going to be like a lot more. It's going to be one of those things where donations don't really make up the bulk of their income in that regard. So, like, you know, I think donations in general would be like, it's just like basically pocket change for them.
Yeah,
so
if,
like,
you have a Pokimane or a Ninja who Twitch is paying millions of dollars just to be on the platform, you can easily say, oh, I don't need all those donations. But if you're, you know, a small startup who you're streaming to 20, 30 people, you know, those donations are probably
a long way.
Yeah, they're paying rent this month.
Absolutely, yeah. That's your Taco Bell fee right there. Awesome, Mal. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate you listening to the show.
Glad to be here.
So I think that overall, I do have to agree with Mal. I think that this is something that Pokimane's done. Look, I like Pokimane. I think she's done a lot of positive things for the community. I mean, even PewDiePie, who normally I despise, has said, you know what? I'm done taking donations all around. But this is where I kind of have the problem with it. I think honestly, I think that she was just doing this for clout. She's just doing this to get into headlines because I think part of her reasoning was don't donate all this money to me and these other big streamers. Go give it to independent streamers, right? The ones that need it, right?
So that way maybe
come on. Anyone who's going to donate $100 to Pokimane isn't going to suddenly pop up in your channel at Who the F is JC and be like, here, Pokimane said I should give this to you instead. If it was really about helping smaller content creators, then when you have your 50,000 people watching at the end of your stream, instead of raiding or hosting Nick Murray or sending it over to XQC, you would actually go and find a small streamer that if for one day 50,000 people raided them, that would have made their entire 2020.
Are you or do you have a child that is interested in pursuing a future in esports? We'll talk to some peeps behind an organization that helps kids find colleges where they can pursue esports in just a bit, because ahead next, Fortnite pros are getting toxic on their social media. Now, should professional esports players be punished for things posted on their personal social media accounts? We'll discuss that when Checkpoint XP returns.
The world of comics has been growing for the past 30 years, and that's why Robbie and Ben are here to break it down for you. Join the Shop Talk every Monday for the latest in all things comic. Find The Other Identity at CheckpointXP.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness. Around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard and someone who's been stumbling his way into gold rank in Season 7 of Apex Legends, Mr. Robbie Landis.
You know, maybe if I'd stop playing with Weird Beard, it wouldn't be much of a stumble. Like I swear. No, hold on. We had such a great game in ranked.
Look at Weird Beard's face.
Stop. We landed hot. We each got five kills. Now, when you're playing ranked, you can only get credit for up to five. Anything more than that, like...
It's overkill.
It's overkill. So once you get five, you just want to get as far as you can. Don't take engagements. Just wait, kind of rat it out, get to that final circle. And we ended up losing kind of halfway through. And I'm like, we don't need to take engagements. Like that was the waste. He's like, we weren't engaging. We weren't pushing. Then why were you shooting at those people? You were like, they're respawning over there. Let's go take shots at them. And then because we did that, we got third-partied. We lost. Still got positive ranking. That's fine. But we had the kills. You didn't need to push.
And Weird Beard stays silent.
I'm not even getting into
because
this.
He knows. Guilty as charged.
Well, good luck with the rest of your gameplay in Season 7 of Apex Legends. Hopefully you'll find a teammate that can either take orders or not engage when told not to. Fortnite pros are getting toxic on their social media to the point where Epic Games, the developer of Fortnite, had to step in and discipline these pros. But I was curious, do professional esports players... should they be punished for things that they post on their personal social media accounts?
Well, I think it depends on the level of toxicity that we're talking about, because I think people definitely have varying instances of what is toxic, right? So, Weird Beard, break this down for us. What's going on with the pro Fortnite scene?
So, what we actually saw was we saw two different professional Fortnite players, NRG's Zate and a Stretch, who plays on Booga's team.
Okay, so these aren't just kids that play Fortnite. These guys are on like professional, like legacy tier teams.
Correct. And they're also dominating in the FNCS, or the Fortnite Championship Series. So they're like, they would be like top tier NFL quarterbacks.
These are like the Tom Brady's of Fortnite.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to give you what was given by Epic, right? Like their warning. They were given a behavior warning that says, due to your recent actions, you have been issued a competitive warning for toxicity, verbal toxicity, or code of conduct violation. And if you receive any more offenses, you may receive an account ban.
Okay, what do they say, though?
So, I mean, it gets kind of like... some of the stuff has been deleted from the internet. So I, you know.
Nothing
like,
ever stays deleted, though. Come on, let's be honest.
Someone's got some screenshots somewhere.
Yeah, so like one of the things that's still up there is is somebody saying, the fact that Booga's trio didn't win every week of FNCS is crazy to me. They are f***ing horrible. I don't understand how you're able to be this bad and be a champion of anything. These kids are about to fight lazy, or if you don't know, just cheat their way in because they have no way of actually winning. And then he takes
I actually don't think that was that bad.
It takes screenshots of them like making fun of them in group chats, going through and saying like, please tell me I'm a genius for this tweet. And then somebody else, and then Zate replying to Click saying, you're a 15 IQ player trying to act tough, but you really care about placing high so that you can show off for your friends.
I don't know. This just seems like trash talk to me.
It is. I mean, kind of, but like you have to remember, Fortnite skews so much younger on the like age demo. I think you have to be a little more heavy-handed with it of like, kids are going to be looking up to these other kids.
Sure, again, sure.
These people being warned are 18 and 20 years old.
Look,
they're not like adults here. And I think you have to take a heavy hand to be like, okay, we cater to children, even though there is a professional scene. You have to be a little bit tighter on this.
I get it. But at the same time, one of the things that I think that esports is missing that sports has is that, like, that trash talk, like the real rivalry between teams, right? I think that that's something that esports could definitely use a bit more of. There are definitely people that have gone too far, and I don't think that Epic getting involved is too out of the ordinary. I mean, you know, if two guys, let's say in the NFL, were really getting at each other and, you know, being like, oh, you know, I hope you die, and just like doing crazy stuff,
yeah,
it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibilities for the NFL to step in.
Oh, that's very true.
And
you can see the NFL issuing fines or
exactly,
you know, 100%. Taking a step in and be like, hey guys,
the one that
here.
Tilted in the favor of the Epic standing in is a Stretch tweeting, go yourself, 0-6 FNCS, horrible player. You should just quit the game. You moved to zero ping to make $0. Also, I'm glad that your org dropped you. What a waste of talent. And then
See, that goes beyond just trash talking.
Yeah, the response came out where the guy that he was being tagged and he was talking trash to said, embarrassing that T1 players can say things like this with no repercussions. This is why the community has gone downhill. You're signed to an org and have young fans that look up to you. Targeted harassment isn't okay.
Yeah, no, I can't argue with that one.
So, I mean, I just think, like, if esports wants to be treated like traditional sports, right, and wants to be taken seriously as a real thing that, like, these people are making millions of dollars in, just because you're 18 and you make money off of video games doesn't mean that you don't get to be professional. Like, this stuff is bigger than video games. Saying that I'm glad that you got dropped and you're a worthless person is never okay in any instance.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We're just talking about esports professionals getting toxic on social media. Well, another person known for their toxicity is Dr. Disrespect. And it sounds like the good doctor is up to his old habits again. I believe, Weirdbeard, did Dr. Disrespect release some sort of a diss track against Twitch?
Well, yeah, I mean, the reason Dr. Disrespect is talking about releasing this diss track, he hasn't dropped it yet, is that he recently came out on stream and discussed about how his banning from Twitch and the subsequent fallout from it cost him the ability to be a partial owner of a new Call of Duty team.
Oh,
so the no. The brand new team that just launched last week, actually.
Hold on. So if that's keeping him from being a partial owner, that means that someone involved with that deal had to have also known what it is for them to be like, whoa, hold on, man. If you're doing this type of stuff, we don't want you involved.
Either that or they just thought that he was a toxic waste and like, yo, we want nothing to do with anything that has Dr. Disrespect.
Well, real quick, right, for some of the listeners who might not be super familiar with Dr. Disrespect, do you think we could give him like a quick rundown as to like why some people might not like him?
Yeah, so Dr. Disrespect, a big sort of toxic character. He plays up this idea of being like, you know, the best of the best type deal.
Yeah, the champion squad.
The champion squad. He was a huge, huge Twitch streamer, but he was mysteriously banned earlier this year in 2020. To this day, he allegedly doesn't know. The public doesn't know what the deal was or anything. But there's just a lot of like mystery surrounding him. He also got banned from E3 last year for filming in a men's bathroom.
He's got a record for getting banned.
Yeah,
on Twitch
he's a troublemaker for sure.
And so after this, after he talked on stream about how Twitch supposedly cost him this multi-million-dollar deal to own a part of a Call of Duty franchise, he talked about how he's going to be releasing his next song because after he got banned from Twitch, he decided to start releasing music for whatever reason. And I want you to tell me if you think that this is actually alluding to a forthcoming Twitch diss track.
You guys know what the name is of the next song, right?
It's really leaving you in
suspense
here.
Yeah, don't keep us hanging here.
Red Skies? No, hold on. We give him the love? No. What I'm saying, new song. I'm talking brand new. Never before heard. Purple Snakes. That's the name of the song.
That also sounds like a team.
So purple because that's the color of Twitch, and then snakes because, you know, they're snakes, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a month-long crusade. Dr. Disrespect has not let this go. Like, I don't know. Part of me is going, listen, if he really was in trouble, right, and it was his fault, months later you think he would drop the crusade against Twitch to just, like, let sleeping dogs lie.
His lawyers would have told him to. Like, if it was something actually really bad, like criminal, how a lot of people early on thought it was, you're right, the lawyers would have been shut up about it.
So,
stop
like,
talking about Twitch.
If you feel emboldened
stop
enough.
Stop provoking that.
Are you bummed out about the Cyberpunk 2077 delay? Well, we asked over at Checkpoint XP on social media, over at Twitch and Facebook, what are you playing to tide you over until Cyberpunk 2077 is actually released? We'll get to your responses in a bit, because coming up next, Are you or do you have a child that is interested in pursuing a future in esports? We'll talk to some peeps behind an organization that helps kids find colleges where they can pursue esports. That and free game of the week, all when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The League of Legends World Championships have concluded, and League is officially in the offseason. The LCS is expected to resume in late January or early February 2021. With the Overwatch League Grand Finals in the books, normally we'd turn our attention to the Overwatch World Cup. However, with BlizzCon canceled this year, that event is not going to be happening. We're unlikely to see more professional Overwatch until 2021. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that will be held online. North American competition will run November 13th through the 15th. The Capcom Cup has been delayed into the first quarter of 2021, as players are still competing in qualifiers around the world. Riot's Valorant First Strike Tournament will lead us off in December, running December 3rd through the 6th. We're coming up on the end of the major esports season at this point, and it's going to be a long wait until January. Hopefully, 2021 will be a better year for esports. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. That's over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
You're hanging with Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who's always looking sus when trying to lie in Among Us, me, James Campbell.
I will say I'm not good at it either.
I'm the worst. I was the imposter. I played with my community, my Twitch community. Uh-huh. I was the imposter, so I tried to kill somebody, but somehow I accidentally killed and reported the body and didn't realize it. So I'm like, who reported the body? And they're like,
you did.
Oh. See, I was going to say, sometimes self-reporting is a good tactic because no one thinks like you're going to kill, then report it. But for you to say who reported when you have the little air horn next to your name.
I pretty much just should have said, hey, no. I'm the imposter.
Does it make it good if you're a good liar, though? Doesn't it make you a bad person if you're bad at lying?
Yes.
See? Boom. It makes you a good person in the end.
Yeah, yeah. So at least take heed of that.
There's my silver lining. Person. All right, we're being joined today by Alex and Jesse, who are part of an organization called Looking for Group, or LFG for short. Now, this organization is all about helping kids find colleges where they can continue to pursue esports. First of all, thank you guys so much for joining us today, Alex and Jesse. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having us on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem. So can you guys start by explaining to us, in your own words, what LFG is?
Sure. So LFG, or Looking for Group, is a directory. It's kind of a one-stop shop where students who are interested in playing video games in college, as crazy as that sounds, can find schools that offer esports programs or video game program. And so just to be clear, esports, competitive video games where there are multiple students playing on a team, usually in front of an audience, that's existing. It's growing at colleges across the country. And students are really looking for opportunities to join esports teams just like they would any other sport.
See,
so they can find that on our platform.
When I'm introduced to LFG, what it instantly makes me think of is like when I was applying to like scholarship programs almost to different colleges where I was like, damn, I just want to find somewhere that has something that I want to do. And how do I get there and everything? And that seems like to be the biggest strength. For me, if I was like 10 years younger, to be able to go with LFG.
Probably a little bit younger, but let's be honest.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the idea. You know, when Jesse and I were applying to schools, I mean, you probably share this experience. You know, we were both big gamers and we spent a lot of time playing competitive video games. And it was something we really cared about, put a lot of energy and attention to. But the opportunity to do it in sort of a structured way on a college campus just didn't really exist yet. So we see LFG as a kind of informational service for students. You know, when you're looking for your colleges, it's a hugely data intensive process, right? You're trying to figure out what's the school that has the best financials fit, where is somewhere that's close enough if you're, you know, maybe going from home. Is there a community college that might work? Are you going for a four-year school? But then overlaid on that, there are all sorts of questions about student interest. You know, what are you doing? Are you going there to play on the soccer team? Does it have a really good microbiology program? For gamers, you know, a really relevant question is, you know, is there a great esports team? Is this something I can do productively at the school while I'm pursuing my education?
So this isn't even just a matter of, hey, mom, these are the esports schools. These are not the esports schools. You even break down the ones that do have esports and gaming, like everything they need to know from financials to what other programs might work best for your kid. Like, this is a lot of really in-depth information.
Yeah, exactly. So what we were seeing was that, you know, there are some places where you could look at, okay, here's 50 schools that have an esports program, but there are a lot of unanswered questions like, okay, is it a varsity program? Do they offer scholarships? How many, you know, how much scholarship dollars do they offer? And then a whole range of questions about, you know, the academic experience and those just basic questions that everyone needs to answer before they apply to college. So all that data is there.
So Jesse, I have a question. Like, if I'm a kid going into college and everything like that, what are some of the big esports programs? Like, what games are a lot of these schools kind of playing that if I'm playing, I'm probably looking for?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that the most popular programs and the ones that we typically see are Super Smash Bros., both Melee and Ultimate. You got a lot of League of Legends interest, a lot of Rocket League interest. Occasionally, you get a lot of the sports games in there, like NBA, Madden. And then you also have Overwatch as well. And then some of the bigger programs, kind of the first part of your question is, you know, UC Irvine's got a really outstanding program. University of Utah, University of Miami, these are some of the more recognized and kind of cool programs that exist across the country.
Awesome. Well, despite how big esports is becoming, some people still don't really quite see that yet. What would you say to parents who are still on the fence about the value of esports?
Yeah. So I think that esports is a really cool new offering on campuses, exactly because a lot of the people who are building programs are doing it, you know, in academic departments, for example. Like, they're building esports programs in computer science departments or in business schools or in arts and humanities schools. So oftentimes when you go to school and you play esports, there's a really deep integration of an educational component already in the platform, or the program rather. So there's that, right? Kids who are engaged in esports programs are super engaged in their education and oftentimes get really specific opportunities to pursue, you know, what they're interested in from an occupational lens through esports.
So it sounds like you guys have a great asset for any kind of aspiring esports student. Where can they find you guys?
So you can find us online at lfgroup.gg. So that's lfgroup.gg. And that's where you can look up all the programs, find those scholarships, and there's a ton of good student resources there as well.
Awesome. Alex, Jesse, thank you both so much for joining us today on the Checkpoint XP Lines. And best of luck with everything moving forward with the LFG group.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Gaming on a budget, we've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. This week's free game of the week is Middle Earth Shadow of War.
I shaped the history of Middle Earth. I crafted the rings of power.
Celebrimbor, greatest smith of the Second Age.
Sauron deceived you into making the rings. He tortured both you and your kin. I had a family once, and I buried them along with everyone I even knew.
That's right. Middle-Earth Shadow of War. It's actually a sequel to Middle-Earth. What was the first one called?
I know it by the... I don't know.
Anyway, it's the sequel.
So you're talking to a non-Lord of the Rings guy, so yes. I'm zero help with this one.
It is an action role-playing game, also considered hack and slash, because it's a lot of like running around and just like, you know, fighting orcs and slashing into them and stuff like that. Why you should play it, first of all, it's set in the Lord of the Rings universe, so
Shadow of Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor, that's why. I knew Shadow was in there somewhere, but I wasn't...
Lots of shadows going on in the Middle Earth.
There's a lot of shadows. I played the first one, and was really excited to get into this one, because what's really cool about it is it takes place in between The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings, when, like, Sauron's, like, evil armies are just starting to, like, rise back up, and you're kind of trying to fight back against them, so you get to make your own army. And they introduced what they called the Nemesis system, and what this is
so good.
Every time you play the orc, like commanders and who you're fighting, they're different every time. They have own backstories and names, and as you start to defeat them or as they defeat you, they remember you.
So if one beats the crap out of you all the time, he'll be like, oh, you came back to lose again? You want to keep losing?
They trash talk you, yeah.
And really? They also, like, if you if you hurt them and they escape, they keep those injuries.
So
if you were to scar it down its face or whatever, the next time you meet it, it'll
have
a
big face scar.
So
it's kind of like a Mike Tyson's punch out when you fight E-Piston. And then you fight him again, he's all bruised up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's cool because they also have, like, tribes within it of the different orcs and stuff. Like, essentially, this isn't a total hack and slash, but it's, you know, if you watched the Lord of the Rings movies and you were like, man, they just talk too much. I just want to see them pull out swords and kill stuff.
Now you're speaking my language.
This is what I'm saying. These are the kind of games that are up your alley.
They do a really good job of placing you within that world as well. There's like a 50 to 100 plus hours worth of gameplay in there.
A lot of time in there.
You can get it on PC, PlayStation 4, and the Xbox One. But currently, for the entire month of November, if you get PlayStation Now, you get it for free.
Awesome. Well, there's your free game of the week, Middle Earth Shadows of War. On PlayStation Now for free if you are a PlayStation Now subscriber. If you're looking for another good game recommendation, something that's easy to get into and well worth the time, we have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. Coming up next, we're going to the discount bin with video game themed discount Halloween costumes and a game of some sort.
I'm concerned. I'm concerned. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm worried.
I'm equally worried. Tune in. Checkpoint X.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's all coming up next.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness. How does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition. Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
All right. You're hanging out with James Campbell. That's me, along with Robbie Landis and someone who was finally able to take some time away from constructing his Alex Trebek shrine. Weird Beard.
I am heartbroken about Alex Trebek. I want you to understand this. Like, especially because that's the one, TV show game. Like, Wheel of Fortune, cool, whatever, plebs. Like, you have to come into the real Thunderdome.
You'll have to boomer-size that. What's a pleb?
Come on.
A plebeian? Like, just a basic... Like, okay. Listen, right. You want to play the real man's game? Step
you
up and play some
Price
Jeopardy.
You go to Price is Right.
No, because Price is Right is nothing but luck. Jeopardy is cold, hard facts.
You know what? Tell that to the guy who got every single Price Right down to the penny when he was on it.
Sounds like Robbie's got a fan. He's a fan of somebody over there.
You think you can take on Ken Jennings? You think the man is not part cyborg at the same time? Like, how else do you answer all these things?
Wow, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, Weird Beard. Now that it's post-Halloween time, Weird Beard has been rummaging through the discount bins at Halloween stores, and that was when inspiration for this week's game struck him.
Oh, no.
We are being joined by Checkpoint XP producer Callie to play this one. Weird Beard, can you explain the rules?
So what is happening is I went through and found some of the best knockoff Halloween video game costumes.
You mean worst?
Yeah, well,
Meaning not officially licensed, I assume?
Correct. So remember, they have to give them, like,
weird
names.
So it'd be like Winecraft instead of Minecraft?
Or, like, if I said comb-over candidate, what is that going to be for?
Okay. Someone's about to lose their job.
Donald Trump. And
both good guesses.
What we're going to be doing is I'm going to give you the name of the costume. You have to tell me what the costume is of, essentially.
Oh, boy.
Are we ready?
Now, could these costumes be... out of any realm, such as like political video games?
No, these are all video games.
It's all video game gaming.
Okay.
Some are pop culture icons that happen to have a video game.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
Just want to make sure I know what realm I'm thinking of.
This first one, adult green dragon costume.
Adult green dragon?
Yoshi.
Robbie gets it.
Hey, nice.
Come on, Robbie Landis is going to win this game. He always wins.
I was thinking like Shenron from Dragon Ball Z. That's a little bit
A little bit of a deep cut there.
Yeah. I was thinking of a Power Ranger. I was like, Green Dragon.
You know what? That wouldn't have been bad.
Mm-hmm. Green Ranger.
Next up is adult large man costume.
Adult, large man.
Large man?
Okay, so that could be almost anyone.
No.
He's a real big, fat video game character.
Right. That's so generalized at the same time. Large man. Kratos, God of War.
No.
Not a bad guess, though. Yeah. That is pretty good.
I'm trying to think, like, in recent memory, because if it's in shops right now...
It's older. It's a classic one.
Is it older?
Just a Mario costume?
It's not Mario. Okay.
What's his face from Gears of War?
I'm going to put you guys out of your misery. It's Mega Man. And they just called him Large Man.
Mega Man.
That's the worst.
I am insulted by them just calling the Mega Man knockoff Large Man costume.
Next up, women's treasure huntress costume.
Oh, Lara Croft.
Oh, all right, well.
I'm going to give a point to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for being fair, Robbie.
Next on deck, men's deadly pirate costume.
Men's deadly pirate.
Deadly pirate.
Okay. Jack Sparrow?
No.
I think it's Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Oh, Assassin's
it
Creed.
It literally
Cal
is
a point for James
right.
over there.
Good Listen job. Jesus.
From the all-new action-adventure series, Pirate's Creed.
So this is like when you see the weird assemblings of superhero action figures, but one of them's got like Shrek in it. You're like, that doesn't seem right. I don't know.
Yes. Next up, video game guy.
Pac-Man.
No.
Video game guy. Mario?
Correct.
Hey,
Mario.
There we go.
I just love how bad a lot of these
are. They're not even trying.
There's no creativity whatsoever in this knockoff name.
Can I get my video game guy costume on, Mom?
All right. Next up is... This one's going to be easy, too. Blue Speed Mouse.
Sonic.
Sonic, yes.
Ooh, good job.
We'll take that one. I'll tie us for that.
Blue Speed Mouse. Yeah, I'm glad he gave that to you. All right, next up. Pubescent Frog of Silent War.
Of what? What's the last bit?
Wait, hold on. Of Silent War?
Yes.
It's not Frogger. It's too old for it to be Frogger.
Slippy from Star Fox?
No. Is it a Battletoad?
No.
Oh, that was a good guess, though. Battletoad.
Frog of War.
What was the first one? Progressive Frog?
No, Pubescent Frog of Silent War.
Of Silent what?
Is that a Link costume?
No. It's funny, though.
He's silent. He's green.
Of a Silent War. What is the Silent War?
That part probably has nothing to do with anything, but it's throwing me.
Teenage Frog.
It's not.
Teenage Amphibian.
Oh, yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
That's it.
Oh!
Back on the board.
I like how you had to talk that one through, part by part to get to it.
Like, okay.
So we're playing discount knockoff Halloween costumes, all based on video games, because it's Halloween's over. So
we're currently three-way tie. We each have 3 points, by the way.
Wow.
Next up, rock game costume.
Minecraft.
Wow.
You got that
rock
one.
Game? Dang, I thought it was going to be someone from, Rock Band or something.
Nope. You would think, but unfortunately, everybody loves to go and just ruin dreams.
I suppose.
Next up, this one is Wizard Boy.
Wizard Boy.
Mm-hmm. Link.
No.
Not a bad one. Wizard Boy.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes way more sense.
I don't know. These are some of these are just, I don't know if they knew that they were being cheeky by getting around naming them like that, or they just have no idea and they were just like, that's a thing.
Well, like large man costume. That was someone who had no idea what Mega Man was,
yes.
Which is upsetting.
He just saw Mega.
Next up is the Woodland Warrior.
Link.
That's correct as well.
I hate this game.
Sorry, Callie.
Callie's getting kind of worked over on this
one. No, I'm telling you.
You're not that far behind, though.
I know, but on every single one of these, I've been like, this one's going to be Link. This one's going to be Link. And this is the first one where I was kind of not paying attention.
Next up, we have men's out of space costume.
Outer space costume?
Out of space costume. Geez.
Men's out of space.
Remember, I will give you a hint. It's video game characters and pop culture icons that are also in video games.
Who's out of space?
Okay, out of space.
Icon.
It includes
Is this a Star Wars character?
It includes a onesie, a mask, a cape, and a belt.
Darth Vader.
It is Darth Vader.
Oh my god.
Good work. Still, at least I knew it was in the realm of Star Wars.
Yeah. Holy cow.
And our last one here, it's probably going to be a quick on the draw one.
Wait, what's the score right now?
Callie 4, James 4, Robbie Five.
Oh, no.
You can't win.
Oh, no. Either we tie with Robbie or we lose.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Brave Warrior Country.
Brave Warrior.
Sounds like a Mad Lib where they just literally.
Not, yeah,
it's
I was
not
like
Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn. Is
no,
it?
No. At first, I was thinking like, okay, this could be Link. No, Brave Warrior Country.
Correct.
This
is definitely a like English that they mistranslated from China.
Oh, Brave Warrior Country. This isn't Kratos.
No,
this has got to be like. Is this like
this is another pop culture one?
Rambo.
No.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
James, any thoughts?
Yeah, James, this is your chance to tie, man.
Warrior. I'm going to lose to Robbie because I can't think of a brave warrior country.
It's a character in a game that James and Robbie have both played within the past year.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I've got...
Is it Captain America?
That's it!
Yes! I tied with Robbie! I'm so happy! I'm happy we tied! Captain America! Woo!
Congratulations, James.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be at the top?
It feels great to be at the top.
Callie, how does it feel to be at the bottom?
About right.
Okay.
All right, well, that was a hell of a game. Great work, Weird Beard, putting that together.
From the high highs... An absolute monster! ...to the low lows... Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Earlier in the show, you heard our nailed it when one streamer used motion capture technology to allow his fish to beat Pokemon Sapphire. Well, now it's time to hear who failed it. For our failed it, we're looking at Twitch itself. During a Minecraft speedrun competition, one caster had to refresh the stream he was viewing. When he did, it ran a pre-roll ad for condoms.
His portal. It looks like we're having a bit of stream delay for Kiryu. Yep, and there you go. It looks like it's... Oh, boy.
Ah, there you go. Look. Wow. Four varieties. You got the Rush Boy tip. God. You got Rib for her pleasure.
Ads. Wow.
It's funny that the end with, what's in your arsenal?
Consummate professionals here, guys.
Oh, my God. All right. And what Corp has in his arsenal is all of his loot that he had before the required bets to do another one cycle.
Did he get a pearl?
I don't know if Kiryu got another pearl, but Corb is back.
He's
in the end.
Somewhere.
I think what's funniest is that it's a bunch of virgin nerds who are playing Minecraft competitions.
Yes!
Start laughing at condom commercials.
Thank you. If it was anyone else, it's just like, all right, yeah, wow, there's a commercial here, but they're losing their minds.
That's such a
over
good
the
point.
Fact.
I didn't even think about that. Like, the people that were watching, because if I saw it, I'd be like, oh, it's another commercial for Trojan condoms.
Yeah.
Cool. But these guys just hysterically losing it because they're probably like, oh, it's a thing for your pee-pee. Well, it's a thing for your pee-pee when you want to be intimate with another woman.
Well, not only that, but it's like, it's not just Minecraft players. It's people that are doing Minecraft speedrunning competitions. You combine those three
it's
things
a trifecta
like Captain
of
Planet.
Virgin nerdom right there. The trifecta of virgin nerdom. There's your fail. The way to go, Twitch. Advertising to the way wrong crowd. Now, don't forget, if you ever missed a Nailed It and Failed It, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com. Coming up, we asked on social media over at CheckpointXP on Twitter and Facebook, what are you playing while you wait for Cyberpunk 2077?
Just release it!
We'll find out what Robbie's playing in a little bit, because ahead next, we're checking the gaming headlines. What do you have in store for us, Robbie?
Oh, you guys are never going to guess what legacy gaming company has just politely asked 650 of their employees to retire.
Asking them to self-retire? Just to retire?
I'm sure this is their way of being like, if you don't leave, we are going to make you leave.
Ooh, can't wait to find out who it is. We'll find out next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Checkpoint XP.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard and someone who's been tweeting spoilers about the new Netflix action spy movie starring Mark Wahlberg, Mile 22 all weekend. Robbie Landis.
Oh, there was like one minor spoiler.
Can you spoil
there?
A Mark Wahlberg movie?
First of all,
are they
thank
really
you.
Like able to
thank
be spoiled?
You. Although my favorite line was definitely something that like I do in Apex all the time. He's on the radio, they're having a shootout, and he's like, "I'm gonna sneak around behind these mother effers, and I'm gonna effing flank them." It works out a lot better for Mark Wahlberg than it does for me.
That's
Apex.
Funny. I think I say the same thing too. Then I can smoke.
Yes, you come around. It's like they knew you were there.
How'd they know I was?
But
flanking?
Mark Wahlberg is just like pop, pop, pop. He's like, "All right, we're done here."
Coming up, what game remaster has been long rumored and finally revealed that has Robbie salivating? We'll find out in a little bit, because first...
Game! Oh!
The guy is unreal!
My goodness!
Here's another eSports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Due to the impact of COVID-19 on industries all over the world, Sega is asking 650 of their employees to voluntarily retire.
Oof.
Now, as we see cuts happening all over the gaming and esports scene, for example, ESPN actually just let go a majority of their esports reporters, including big names like Jacob Wolf and Fionn on Fire. Sega is also slashing the salaries of its executives by 10 to 30%.
Wow.
And by the end of March, it is reported that Sega may record a $96.6 million in losses. That surprises me, because everyone else, like since quarantine happened, what have we been doing? Playing video games,
yeah,
right?
What has Sega been putting out?
I mean, there's a new Yakuza game coming out. I don't know if that's going to make up for it. But what this tells me is that Sega, like a lot of other companies, I think are behind on the times, and they're not utilizing things like microtransactions in DLC enough, because that's what floats your profits.
I think the only thing that Sega's made money on this year has been the Sonic movie, which was the last movie I saw in theaters before everything
shut down. And how much money did that really make?
I don't know. Enough that they would make a second one, but I don't think
that's
enough
not, that's
to
not
stop
saying,
them.
Yeah, that's not saying a lot, unfortunately.
All I can hear in my head right now is, you know, that Sega, but real sad, more like Sega.
We've highlighted on this show in the past several Lego related headlines, including the Overwatch Lego sets and the Mario Interactive Lego sets, but a fan made Lego set has our attention this week. Lego Ideas is a website where Lego fans can feature their own creations, and one fan created a set for Among Us, complete with a map based on the scaled level, and all of the characters even had little various hats they could wear, just like
in
the
game. Oh, that's cool. James, I was shown this picture earlier, right before we recorded this, right?
Okay.
It is so good.
Like, true to the game?
Like,
I wouldn't have thought that it was a fan-made thing.
Correct.
I wouldn't have thought that, like the actual little figures that are supposed to be the players.
Yeah.
It's so accurate that I wouldn't have thought there were pieces that could recreate it so accurately.
I was like, if I wasn't poor, I would be on this. And if they sold this for $100, I would consider it.
Is it because you're such an Among Us fan, or because you're such a Lego fan?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apex Legends Season 7 has been out for a little over a week now, and players are loving the new map, the Floating City of Olympus. It also includes a brand new legend named Horizon, whose entire kit is based around manipulating gravity. This is really like the only game that Weirdbeard and I have been playing since it launched.
We're putting a lot of time in on it.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'm finally starting to get over like being a new map. You have to like learn everything, right? And
yeah,
it's so open that for a while I'm constantly just afraid of like snipers, right? Just being out in the open, being like, anytime now, I'm just going to die. I'm just going to take my head right off my shoulders. I'm finally starting to get over that fear, and the map feels real good.
It feels good. I mean, like, it's probably my favorite battle royale right now. It beats out Fortnite. It beats out Warzone. It beats out all these other ones.
Realm Royale.
Yeah.
How dare you?
it's really good. Like, it kind of is almost like a cross between Fortnite and Overwatch, in the sense that, like, you have different heroes with different abilities that are able to help you in different ways and whatnot, but it's still Fortnite-y in the fact that you get guns and you got
to
shoot people.
And you don't have to build buildings. That's the
awesome
important part.
Hey, do they have the cross-platform set up yet?
They do.
Yes.
All right. We'll have to hop on a squad with you guys and take Season 7 for a ride, too.
I'll think about it. Speaking of Apex Legends, there was a massive ban wave that swept through the upper echelons of the ranked competitive ladder. 419 players with ranks through Masters and Apex Predators.
Which is the top of the top.
The top.
That's where Robbie's in, right?
Not yet. That's the top 2% of all players were banned from the game. They were apparently utilizing an exploit that somehow allowed them to queue into the lobby of bronze and silver players.
Which are the lowest
tiers.
That's
like Weirdbeard's lobby?
That's me and Weirdbeard, yeah.
Okay.
They would clean up on kills and still get rewarded as though they were in their proper rank. They've now received lifetime bans as a result.
Wow. How do you find these exploits
first of
in
all,
the game?
I can't even answer that question. But my question is, like, if you're good enough to get into, like, Apex Predator, right? Like you are professional level here, right? What do you get?
Yeah, like, doesn't it feel what, good?
What does it really get to,
I feel
like
you probably get a little bit of an adrenaline rush a couple of times. You're just going through and just slaughtering the whole map.
Maybe the first time, right? But this is the equivalent of, imagine if you showed up to, like, a pee-wee soccer game, right?
Yes.
All right, the first
time.
First time you're going to destroy them, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the second game, like, are you still going to feel as good about yourself?
Well, no, because the second game I'm going to show up and do it again, and then I'm going to piss off all the parents. All the parents.
The worst part about this is the game is free. You can literally just start a new account and play in those lower tier maps.
Unfortunately.
And, like, instead they just decided to do it a dumb way, and they got banned.
But do you unlock different perks and stuff as your players progress in the game? No?
Nope.
It's always still the same. If you started from scratch, you'd have the same perks as somebody who's been playing for a while?
Yep. The only thing you lose out on is the aesthetics, so the different skins you can put on your characters.
Well, maybe they want to have that certain skin on while they dominate an entire map
of
players.
The PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S are officially out, but if you went to the store looking for a PlayStation 5, you're going to be very, very disappointed. The first wave of pre-orders went terribly, and a lot of consoles were scooped up by bots and resellers. Now, though Sony said there would be a second wave that would do better, there was not. And now Sony is saying that no consoles will be sold in stores. On launch day, all consoles will need to be bought online, and then you can pick them up in stores.
Weird. I wonder what the... Is it just because they don't have enough of them manufactured?
Well, the reason that they give was because of the COVID environment. They don't want people lining up outside of the stores
and
stuff like
that. So they're trying to say it's for your health.
Yes. But like, at the very least, like, what they need to do is when you go to pre-order or set one of these orders, you have to log in to an actual PlayStation account. That way these bots that are constantly scrawling, you know, the different directories for new orders can't just scoop up, you know, 50, 100 of them at a time.
It's like what happened with your Switch earlier this year.
Yep.
Remember how nobody was able to buy a Switch for months and months and months?
Yeah.
It was just because bots were buying them up and then reselling them for 10 times the retail price.
Well, I have less negative feelings about this if it's a way to make sure that the systems end up in a gamer's hands instead of a third-party seller.
But it's not. They're not doing what I just said.
No.
It's the same thing as just go online and buy them up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the point?
Thank you.
What's the point,
Thank you.
Sony?
On this week's episode of Black Mirror, as GameStop continues to shift their brand and find a way to survive in a world dominated by digital downloads, they continue to stumble as well. GameStop has been hosting an employee dance challenge via TikTok, and the reward? The winners will get to work 10 additional hours on Black Friday.
This is capitalism at its, like, craziest. The moment that somebody would have said, hey, we're having a TikTok competition. Bye. I want nothing to do. Like, I'm a grown-ass adult. You're going to make me do a TikTok competition to shill your stuff?
You want those hours or not, Weird Beard?
No. Like, and that's,
dance, monkey boy.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
The reward is we're going to allow you to work on Black Friday,
dance,
which is
monkey
chaos.
Boy, or you're not allowed to work on the busiest day of the year.
That's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, you can head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
All right, thank you, Robbie, for that update. At long last, the prayers of gamers, including our very own Robbie and producer Callie, have been answered. BioWare, having finally announced the existence and release date of the long-rumored Mass Effect Remastered Trilogy, set to come out next spring, as well as the next Mass Effect game?
Oh, I have so many feelings here. I don't even know where to begin.
Robbie's very torn about this. I've had to listen to this.
There's no torn here, okay? The fact that they're putting out a remastered trilogy, which includes all of the DLC, is like absolute music to your ears. Because if you want to go out and do it right now, you can probably get, like, you can buy the trilogy for maybe like $20, the three games.
Okay.
But all the DLC is still full price.
Really?
You're paying more for each individual DLC than you will for the first three games. So just having the DLC packaged into it, mwah, amazing. Chef's kiss.
And they don't have like a game of the year edition or anything? Like when they put out the different Fallouts and stuff, they give you a game of the year edition that has all the DLC included.
The problem with this is because these are technically three different games that came from three different eras, and because EA is just terrible at what they do, No.
Okay.
This is the first time that we've actually got something packaged this perfectly, so I'm super excited for it, as well as all the updates they've made to the first game, because that game is like right on the cusp of almost being unplayable. Like, if you're a fan, you can get through it, but if I were to give it to you and have you play the first one, you would not make it through it. So really looking forward to that. The fact that they're working on the next Mass Effect game. Look, Andromeda was a mess on launch, but it's a fine game in its own right. But the reception was so negative that they even canceled all the DLC that they had planned and basically shelved the entire franchise. So to know they're working on another game is exciting for me. But I don't know. I see BioWare and EA repeating the same mistakes that they made with Andromeda. Because when people look back on the trilogy of games, They're looking at it like it's one game, right? Because Andromeda came out, they're like, that's not my Mass Effect game. These characters suck compared to the other ones. But you also had three games to fall in love with.
Is Robbie reading his own
tweets
right
now?
So
shut up, James. It's not a fair comparison. And I don't know that I have any. Guys, I don't have the energy for it.
To help you calm down. Can you explain a little bit to me about Mass Effect? Like, what exactly? Is this like an outer space game?
Yes. It's
like
the Mass Star Effect. Wars. Imagine if you took Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and then everything that you love about life and then just put it all into one game and it was a beautiful masterpiece.
Yeah, they already have that. It's called Realm Royale.
No.
I just like...
It's great. It's a space opera, essentially.
Yeah, the bigger thing on this is just... What is the future? Like, that was a tentpole gaming, like, franchise
that
of the previous
changed
generation.
The way that that some people, both players and developers, look at role-playing games.
So, wow.
Looking for a hit game that you might have missed, maybe something that's easy to get into, but still worth the time? Well, then we have a great gaming recommendation coming up in just a bit. But first, what has Twitch done now that has both viewers and streamers upset with them? Find out when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey everybody, this is Norris Howard from Checkpoint XP on campus, and if you want the hottest in esports news coming from the college scene, tune in to Checkpoint XP on campus. You can find us on YouTube, Google Podcasts, Spotify, BPod Studios, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cass.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
I'm James Campbell, and with me is Robbie Landis, as well as someone who's very upset by the Muzak playing inside his local shopping mall, Weirdbeard.
I'm freaking furious.
Wait, no, it's the first time I've seen Weirdbeard post something on social media. So I'm like, this is serious.
I don't follow Weirdbeard. So can someone catch me up?
So my kid went to go hang out with her grandma this weekend, right? We meet halfway between here and up in another city. We meet at a mall in between. And her grandma gets out and the kid's complaining. She's hungry. And she goes, okay, we'll go get lunch in the food court. We go inside. I check my phone. It's November 7th. They're playing Christmas music already, and it's not even Thanksgiving.
Here comes Santa Claus, usually it's not till after Black Friday that you start hearing that. As someone who was stuck in retail hell for a very long time.
Why? Just why? And you know what? It pisses me off more than anything else. It wasn't just normal Christmas music. It was like the jazzy covers of them where it's not even traditional Christmas music.
I know what I'm
music.
Playing on my stream now when we play Apex.
Jazzy Christmas covers. What if it was like a classic like Burl Ives singing the hits?
I would crash my car into the side of the mall.
Oh, well don't do that. Didn't realize we had our own little Grinch here at Checkpoint XP. One thing that typically upsets everyone is having to sit through ads. Whether you're watching TV, YouTube, or even your favorite streamer on Twitch, you have to deal with watching some sort of advertisement. But it sounds like Twitch is up to some kind of shifty practices. Weirdbeard, what's going on with ads on Twitch?
So Twitch has officially forced out mid-roll ads on Twitch streamers. And what this means
that
is that...
sounds like a good thing.
No. So what used to happen is that you would have an ad play when you click into somebody's stream. Okay.
Unless you're a subscriber, then usually you forego that ad.
Yeah, that's your ad. But now it's to where an ad is played once an hour almost during people's streams.
Really?
You got to remember, this isn't like cable TV. The stuff doesn't pause. So if you're in the middle of like a really intense clutch, you know what I mean, during Valorant or like Among Us, you're about to kill somebody or something like that, you're watching that and all of a sudden it clicks off and forces everybody to go see an ad. Don't take it from me on how Twitch streamers feel. Let's listen to one of the top streamers on the entire Twitch platform, Asmongold, give his take on how he feels about this.
I said this was going to happen a long time ago. This was going to happen 100%. Is that we were going to have mid-roll ads and we were going to just get... We're going to get this pushed on us. And I fucking said that, and nobody wanted to believe me. Everybody wanted to be like, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. That'd be bad for the website. I'm like, do you think they give a fuck? Do you think those fucking limp dick executives at Amazon even give a fuck about the website?
Wowie.
They give a fuck about one thing, and that's money.
And I mean, like, that's generally the standing take. Yeah.
And keep in mind, too, with all the DMCA-type stuff, you know, we talked about earlier in the show how, you know, if Twitch has to end up working something out with the music industry to pay them something so that, you know, Twitch and streamers can use music without fear of repercussions, you know they're going to have to find a way to supplement that. You know that they're going to want even more money. It makes me so upset because there's actually tools that they put in the streamers' hands to be like, hey, look, you can run ads, right?
Yeah, you have the opportunity to run an ad break.
You
want
to run to the bathroom? Roll an ad break. No problem. But now they're also putting those ads in there as well. And on top of that, let's say that you have an ad blocker. Let's say that you are a viewer who found a way around that. I got an ad blocker now. First of all, apparently some ad blockers, they can still push ads to you.
Yes.
But in the case that it isn't and you're blocking all the ads, they will now reduce your resolution.
Oh, they're going to punish you.
360p.
Which is essentially like watching on a potato.
You're watching on a potato.
Old school original Game Boy. Huh?
Yes.
Wow.
And so they even if, so here's what happens. They're pushing more ads. You install an ad blocker, either they're going to serve you more ads, even though you have an ad blocker, and you'll get more ads than you would have if you never had an ad blocker on, or if somehow you get that ad blocker to keep them out, you get capped at that low resolution. Like, Twitch is coming for the throats of all these people that thought that this was just a game, that they were not a multi-bajillion dollar company that's trying to get paid. It is not a community for hugs and feels, and everybody goes, oh, we just love video games around here. Like, it's people in suits who now want to collect a rent check.
Yeah, hey, man, Bezos isn't a billionaire, you know,
by accident. Yeah,
there's
exactly.
No mistake in that. But it almost sounds like, much like people say with life, there's always death and taxes. Mm-hmm. It sounds like with Twitch, no matter what, there's always going to be ads.
Absolutely.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the Patient Gamer.
What do we have this week, Weirdbeard?
This week we have one of the most darkest and dankest games that you could possibly
play. Ooh, dark
play.
And dank.
This game is Darkest Dungeon.
You remember our venerable house? Opulent and imperial, gazing proudly from its stoic perch above the moor. I lived all my years in that ancient, rumor-shadowed manor.
So Darkest Dungeon is a game that's essentially made for people who really like screaming at their computer. A lot of this game is built around the fact that you have a team of four heroes, mm-hmm. and you send them into dungeons to be able to battle like these evils that live within.
Dungeon dwellers, maybe?
Yeah, like skeletons and like eldritch
vampires,
beasts.
Just all types of evil stuff.
But the thing is that your characters constantly die. It's like XCOM.
Not that they can die, because in XCOM you can make it through without, but one of like the core concepts of this game is that your adventurers are going to die.
So you
die.
Know like you're going to lose some of your soldiers.
Yep, so you have to constantly be recruiting and training up new ones.
But it's tough because you get emotionally attached to these players.
I like to play this on stream and then people can sub or they can donate and you can like rename your adventurers after the people in your stream. And you then people really get attached to him. Man. It's scary stuff, man.
So there's a really cool mechanic in this game where you have two HP bars. One is like, okay, this is your normal health. If it goes down to zero, you have a chance of being killed and everything. The other one is a stress bar that increases, and it happens when like bad things happen to your adventurers. So if you take them on multiple like adventures underground and everything, their stress bar is so high that they just go crazy.
They can develop phobias that impact their stats.
They can kill your own players.
They can turn on you. So when you come back, sub out different characters after each dungeon raid or whatever.
And that's another big part of the mechanics here is whenever you go back to town, you have to sub people out and you have to decide how they're going to rest. Do we send them to the brothel and the bar?
Oh yeah.
Do you send them to the church for confession? Do you send them to the doctor?
I'll go there after the brothel and the bar. You can find me there.
Honestly, this might be right up. I think I just decided what I'm getting James for Christmas. Surprise.
So if I had to do it in bullet points, this game is for people who like Eldritch or kind of horror type games. It's not a scary game, but it has horror.
It sounds like it could be very scary.
It has horror elements.
It can get spooky, but because of the type of art in game it is, you're not... You don't feel like you're in the same danger as you do if you're playing like a Resident Evil game.
Just keep your eye on the prize, which is the brothel and the bar, relaxation after the dungeon.
If you enjoy turn-based strategic games, if you have older hardware, this game runs great on not great PCs because it's a great, amazing game, but it's not like it doesn't have a bajillion polygons or anything. And if you enjoy the narrator, Wayne Danielson is so good. I love him in this. This game is not for players who like get attached to characters, hate even a little bit of grinding, or if they dislike RNG, which is like just randomness in their games. This isn't going to be a game for you. But yeah, I mean, this is a really cool game. You're going to be able to pick this up on Steam, and it also has a ton of DLC that's out for it. They have the Crimson Court, they have the Butcher's Circus, they have the Something of Madness, a couple different ones. I'm just like, this is one of my favorite games.
Nice. Well, there's your patient gamer recommendation, Darkest Dungeon. Play it on Steam, a fairly cheap price.
$25 to be able to run on almost any PC that exists.
Coming up, we asked on social media, what are you playing to tide you over until Cyberpunk 2077 is released? We'll talk about your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The League of Legends World Championships have concluded, and League is officially in the off-season. The LCS is expected to resume in late January or early February 2021. With the Overwatch League Grand Finals in the books, normally we'd turn our attention to the Overwatch World Cup. However, with BlizzCon canceled this year, that event is not going to be happening. We're unlikely to see more professional Overwatch until 2021. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that will be held online. North American competition will run November 13th through the 15th. The Capcom Cup has been delayed into the first quarter of 2021 as players are still competing in qualifiers around the world. Riot's Valorant First Strike Tournament will lead us off in December, running December 3rd through the 6th. We're coming up on the end of the major esports season at this point, and it's going to be a long wait until January. Hopefully, 2021 will be a better year for esports. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. That's over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
You're listening to Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who's starting to become smite curious. Me, James Campbell.
I am too. I swear to God, you're talking about being interested in playing Smite, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I've heard many people considerably increase in the past month or two, be like, Smite.
Yeah, there's somebody in my Twitch community that plays it religiously, and they have he showed me all of his cool skins. It's a lot like League of Legends, which I have a hard time following what the whole concept of playing that game is, but the skins that I see in here look super cool. They have Ninja Turtles they just added for this current season. All four Ninja Turtles, Shredder, and Splinter.
Woo! All right, well, you guys are doing that. I'll be over here winning in Apex.
Well, fine, Robbie.
Yeah, really.
Don't join us in our Smite curiosity. We asked over on social media, at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what are you playing to tide you over until Cyberpunk 2077 is finally released?
Welcome to Night City.
Yeah, come on.
The only limit to what you can do is what you're willing to become. So dream big. If you can hack it, the future is yours for the taking. In 2077, what makes someone a criminal? Getting caught. In Night City, you can become anyone, anything, if your body can pay the price. So seize the day, then set it on fire.
So Cyberpunk,
oh
I think...
Oh my god! Uh-oh. It sounds so good in Keanu's voice.
It's very cool that they got it's very cool that they got Keanu to voice.
Did you know that after doing all of his lines, he had so much fun playing the role of Johnny Silverhand that he wanted to do more of it, and
really?
so the studio was like, okay, let's make more scripting, mm-hmm. and as a result of that, all the other voice actors and all the different like localizations also got more work.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Keanu Reeves bringing more work to the gaming community.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So if you have lived under a
he
rock,
he really is magnificent, or whatever they
cool.
put out that sign.
If you've lived under a rock for what, over 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
Maybe
man.
4 years now. Cyberpunk is essentially set in the future of like a neo-noir kind of, I don't even know, like, think of Blade Runner as
yeah,
a video
yeah.
game.
Yeah, it's the point now where, like, technology has become so synonymous that people are able to augment their bodies in, like, a myriad of different ways, and that's the whole sort of point of it, you know, in that thing he says, you know, whatever your body is willing to sort of pay the price for is you can, like, put extra spider eyes in your face. You can
Ooh.
Get like swords in your arms, like
arm swords,
dude. It's just so many things, and it's just like, why isn't it here yet? I should be playing this tomorrow, but instead I have to wait.
Yeah. So speaking of which, so a lot of people are having to wait for the actual the release to finally come to fruition.
Yeah,
it's been postponed multiple times. The past couple of years,
I have an alarm in my phone set. It's 31 days away.
Wow, 31 days, Robbie. So. For 31 days, what are you
going
to be playing?
I got a few games going on. Obviously, the new season of Apex just came out, so I'm putting a lot of time into that. The new World of Warcraft expansion, Shadowbringers, is launching. Oh, my God. I don't even know what I'm going to do here, because technically it launches a few weeks ahead of time, but then the raid, which is what I do with all my friends, going to like these giant like dungeons and fighting these massive monsters together,
mm-hmm.
they want to do our second raid the day that Cyberpunk launches.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I might have to quit my raiding group. I'm still debating. It's
you might quit
it's
your
huge.
Raiding group.
I might.
That's like breaking up with a long term girlfriend.
Just to start, look, they always take you back. So you ain't got to worry too much about it. And then obviously,
well, when you're a gamer like Robbie Landis,
yeah, really.
They always take you back.
I've been playing Watchdog Legions as well, which is set like a near future where everyone's a hacker.
That's I was gonna say that's like a futuristic hacker.
Yeah, it looks very Grand Theft Auto because you run around and getting cars the same way, mm-hmm. but they kind of take out all like the wanton, senseless violence, and instead there's like, you know, really unique and satisfying puzzle solving that goes on.
Oh, interesting. I gotcha.
I have a couple decent ones. Assassin's Creed Valhalla looks good now.
This is the Viking.
What do you
yes.
mean good now? Origins and Odyssey both got great reviews. It's been good since Origins.
I get that, but I've literally never purchased an Assassin's Creed game.
Ever.
I've played them. I've never bought one.
Mm-hmm. The one I bought, I had instant regret.
Yeah, so
well,
like,
because you weren't
yeah.
getting what you thought
what
you
I,
were getting.
What I wanted
yeah.
to play wasn't what I was able to play.
Valhalla looks good from the reviews. It's getting better reviews than the new Spider-Man game, which is
wow, the Miles Morales?
Nutty. So I'm going
to... There's some issues there, though.
I'm going to drop for the new Assassin's Creed. I am so beyond stoked for Age of Calamity that's coming out, the prequel to Breath of the Wild for a Link or a Zelda game. So that's going to be great. And I'm considering Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Considering, not sold, but if anything, you know, that and Apex.
What has got you from pulling the trigger on Cold War?
Dude, it's another Call of Duty game.
Okay, that's the same thing for me.
You've played it all before.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to give me something cool or interesting that's really going to draw my attention to want to play a new Call of Duty game.
Well, what about you, James? So, what are you playing?
Well, for me, I'm not really on like the Cyberpunk 2077.
Even after all this stuff we've told you,
yeah.
you're still not
going to
get it?
I'm interested. I'm not a day one buyer by any means, so I am still biding my time. by playing Crash Bandicoot 4, 50% of the way through that. I'm always going to be roaming around the Realm Royale.
You know, when I send you a video day one of me getting Cyberpunk and you see me customizing my pubic hair, you're going to regret this decision.
Oh, man. You're right. That's exactly
what
it is.
That is a really cool feature. I forgot about that. You might sell me on day one with the pube upgrade.
But besides the Realm Royale and Crash Bandicoot, I have a lot of time I need to make up for in the Avengers game.
Yes,
so
you do.
So those are what I'm going to be trolling around with until the release.
Well, taking a look over at social media, what our listeners have been playing, Sarah says, try and remember to pre-order the damn thing, talking about Cyberpunk. She says, sorry, guys, it keeps getting pushed back because I forgot to pre-order it. That's all she gave us. We have no idea what she's playing. Daniel says Ghost Runner, which is, he describes it as Metal Gear Rising meets Mirror's Edge. Now, I've seen this a few times, and it looks really, really cool. It's like this sort of weird cybernetic, like, ninja guy. But, you know, then when I read the thing, and it's apparently it's a really fast-paced, like, one-hit KO action sort of game, and I just feel like I'd probably be really bad at that. We have Wolf, who says, currently helping people prep for Destiny 2's new expansion, Beyond Light. And as of November 10th, when it launches, you'll be playing Destiny 2's new expansion, Beyond Light. You guys ever tried Destiny before?
I have not, but Destiny 2, I've been cajoled into trying. Like, people like it, but I'm just not like... I like Diablo, which is another kind of looting game where you play the same thing over and over to get better gear for your player. And that's what Destiny is. It's a looter shooter, but I don't know.
Yeah, I played the first Destiny, but I wasn't thrilled because I'm not a big fan of the Halo-style combat. Because you always get your shields regenerate. Yep. So you run around, you take damage... Then you hurry up and just hide until your shields come back up. Then you run around and you take damage again. The combat is, it's not fun for me.
Giant Robot Gaming says going to be Spider-Man, Demon's Souls, and my backlog to check out the enhancements they did to the game.
Dude, Demon's Souls looks beautiful because it's a remake.
Looks beautiful. It sounds terrifying.
It's a remake, right? Like it's the very first Souls style game, meaning extremely hard,
like Dark Souls.
Dark Souls,
like
Bloodborne,
unforgivingly hard.
Yeah,
yes. So, I don't care if you don't beat it; you've already bought it.
So they remade the very first one, and on this new generation, it's frickin' gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Andrew says, I just started the Doom Eternal downloadable content, then I guess the backlog after that. I never got into the Doom games, I'm going to be honest.
Well, I've played them a little bit, but they're scary.
They're scary. The new one's not. The new one's so much like a power fantasy.
Oh,
just
Doom
like,
Eternal?
Yeah, like they had one mess up where they did Doom 3 or whatever on the PC to where it's like it was like a quiet. You had things popping out and everything. These ones are just like metal blaring in your ears while you try to rip as many souls.
You see everything coming at you. It's not about like being scared at all. So
yeah, maybe I have to dip my toe back into the Doom realm. Well, if you enjoyed these responses, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media at Checkpoint XP. That's on Facebook and Twitter. However, we want to talk to you on the phone. So if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can ask us any question you feel like the experts here at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out Checkpoint XP Daily. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the show, and we will talk to you again on the next level.